Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call Prime Time Edition. As we look further into this free agency madness that is never ending right now, as it stands, nobody other than Amari Stoudemire has signed Joe Johnson have signed major deals. The big fish, or the biggest fish, are still out there. Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, of course. And I'll certainly get to that, get to more of that further along in the program as I take you down to the bottom half of I'll take you down to 9:30 tonight. A abbreviated program, but still a few things to discuss. And first and foremost, how about the Knicks? For 10 years, the New York Knickerbockers, as they formerly were called, have been an absolute laughingstock. Okay. Not only amongst, the NBA, but just in sports in general. To me, that ended with the signing, and it's not official yet, but it will be official, it will be official on Thursday when free agents are eligible to sign their contracts. That ended when they agreed to a contract with Amari Stoudemire. Man, I know what you're thinking. I know I can already hear the naysayers. Well, he's not a franchise player. Well, he has a bad knee. Can he play without Steve Nash? The only thing I tell you about Stoudemire is the guy, when healthy, has been productive. For his career, he's 21-9 for his career. And he's a guy who, to me, I don't know if you can separate him and Chris Bosh. I mean, Bosh is a year younger. He hasn't had the injury problems. But as far as ability, I mean, he's just as talented, if not more talented than a Chris Bosh. There's no getting around it. I mean, everybody talks about, what defense on mind doesn't play. Chris Bosh isn't going anywhere either. All right. Look at Toronto's defensive numbers over the course of his career. What Stoudemire brings you is productivity. Again, he's going to be 23-9. He's going to bring you energy. He's going to put families in the seats. And he's going to put credibility back in Madison Square Garden. That's all there is to it. Keep in mind, he averaged 23-9 in the Western Conference. Okay. And again, we talked about this earlier, on Saturday. There are only three max players in this entire league, three franchise players. When we're talking about franchise players. And again, those players, Kobe, LeBron, Dwayne Wade. It's just that simple. The Knicks had to make this move. They had to make a splash. They could not, Mike Miller, Ray Allen or Raymond Felton could not be the highlight of their free agency, period. Just get some closer to LeBron James, possibly maybe at the one way, though I think LeBron is a much better chance of LeBron coming to New York than Dwayne Wade. There's talk of possibly the Knicks going after Raymond Felton or Mike Miller, or possibly being in the market for Tony Parker, using David Lee as a valuable trading chip. But again, he puts you in the playoffs, as far as I'm concerned. He puts you in the playoffs, which is not hard to be in the Eastern Conference. This is not James Jones. This is not Stephon Marbury, Jamal Crawford, Gary Jeffries. Eddie Curry. This is a legitimate all-star future Hall of Fame player that the Knicks just landed. The guy led the league in points in the paint last year. Not Dwight Howard. Not Chris Bosh. Amari Stoudemire was the leader in points in the paint. He's going to draw double teams. going to allow you, if you, you know, pick up a couple of shoes, for guys for shoes to get open shots. He's going to allow driving lanes for, you know, for Dino, for Gallinari. If you get a penetrating point guard, like a rhythm seven. The Knicks are much better than what they were 36 hours ago. Or before this was official. There's no denying that. As far as talk about, well, he doesn't put them in the, you know, put them on the top of a championship. Let me be, you know, let's be realistic. In the last 30 years, only 8 teams, 8 franchises have won championships. Really, if I can even narrow it down to 4 franchises winning 24 of the 30 championships. In the Lakers, Chicago, Boston, and San Antonio. Those 4 have combined to win 24 of the last 30 championships. So if somebody walks up to you as a Knicks fan and says, hey, you're not going to win a championship next year, all you should be saying is, hey, when is the last time this team won a championship? And unless they're from Chicago, unless they're from San Antonio, or unless they're from Boston, they don't really have anything to say to you. Or a phony Lakers fan, because there's a bunch of them walking around. Really, only four kids say they feel a Knicks fan. Fans from 4 different kids. And nobody's winning championships other than the select few in those franchises. It's almost very difficult to win a championship in the NBA. They're much closer to a championship than they were, I tell you, this time last week. I know that. It's good for the league. The whole idea that New York does not, that the NBA doesn't need New York to be, New York to have a top franchise or a franchise that's relevant is a bunch of nonsense. When has the NBA been going good? Think about it. In the 80s, you had Boston and LA. In the 90s, it was Chicago. In the 2000s, at the beginning and the end, and towards the last part of the end, it was the Lakers. When the Lakers went down in 2000, after Shaq was traded, the NBA went down. You had Detroit, San Antonio winning championships, and Miami. The NBA wasn't the same. Raiders went down. Look at the Raiders of the NBA Finals, the Lakers in Boston. The highest since Michael Jordan's second retirement back in 98. Okay? The NFL could afford not to have a team in Los Angeles. They could afford the Redskins to stick. They could afford the Giants not to make a playoffs. They can afford Chicago to stick. They cannot afford to have major cities not be relevant within the league. You can't have the Knicks not relevant for this amount of time. And I'm sorry, Nets fan, and New Jersey is my home state, but you don't count. The Nets make it to the NBA Finals in 03, 02, and 03. It doesn't make up for New York. It doesn't. So if you're a Knicks fan, again, you should tip your cap to Donnie Walsh. Go out there, take 2 shots, dust off the Knicks cap. Well, matter of fact, no, don't even dust it off. Throw it away and buy a new one. Treat yourself to a brand new New York Knicks baseball cap. Because I don't want to probably have so much dust on it. I don't know what's, there's no telling, only God knows what's under that cap. If he hasn't kept it in mothballs. Because that's the last time the Knicks were relevant. Think about it. The Knicks, it shows you how fast time goes by, but Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady were teammates the last time anybody cared about the Knicks. Other than those diehard Knicks fans. Nobody cared about the Knicks for a decade. A decade. And now, the Knicks fans, you have reason to care. Now all you have to do is go get a point guard. I said all that. They still need a point guard. Need a point guard. Need somebody to, you know, sit there, somebody to sit them. You know, you're not going to get Jason Kidd in this prime. You're not going to get a Steve Nash. Just somebody, you know, Luke Ben Maller, Raymond Stelton. If you can get Tony Parker, you can get him. If you can get him, then that'd be great. But if I'm the Knicks, go out there, get a point guard, and build, you know, don't get caught. I've been hearing a lot about this whole three-star system, you know, if you have Stoudemire, and what if Carmelo, and Tony Parker. Forget about all the star power. Okay, if you get LeBron, this one is where he didn't play. That's wonderful. You got built within. Build up your bench. Add some role players. Create an identity for your basketball team. You know, don't get caught up in this, you know, trying to, you know, you got Stoudemire. Don't get caught up in trying to sign every superstar known to man, not named LeBron, not named Dwayne Wade. Now, I'm not so sure that you have met Stoudemire, Tony Parker, and Carmelo Anthony on the same team. There's only one basketball. You know, if you can get two of those guys, preferably a point guard, maybe you have to say Carmelo. I mean, if you can get Carmelo Anthony, that'd be great. Carmelo and Stoudemire playing together and just build around those two guys and go from there. But the Knicks, again, you know, welcome back to the NBA, New York Knicks. It's been a long time. It's been too long. Listen, I've never been a Knicks fan, but I've always rooted. I remember rooting for the Knicks against the Bulls. I hated the Bulls. I always hated the Bulls. I rooted for the Knicks against the Rockets that one year, and they should have won a championship back in 94. Patrick Ewing breaks his wrist in 97. Really was not the same player. They, you know, make the mistake of letting Patrick Ewing, trading Patrick Ewing, instead of letting his contract go off the books. So they let this contract go off the books, they would have, they could have started the rebuilding process 10 years earlier than this, than when they started, or 8 years earlier for that matter. And they never would have got themselves in a situation, but it, you know, they let, you know, Patrick Ewing, they traded Patrick Ewing for the Glenn Rice deal. They had bad contract after bad contract. They signed out of Houston to $100 million deal. Then it became like, you know, just one thing after another. I didn't think, you know, they hired Isaiah Thomas, and it was hard to watch. Even as somebody who, you know, is not a Knicks fan, it was tough to watch. But give Donnie Walsh credit, and don't knock the Knicks. You can't knock the Knicks because they're not able to sign Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. You can't. Yeah, I mean, Dwayne and LeBron James are going to do what they're going to do. I'm not knocking the Knicks for not being able to sign those two players. So we come on this latest edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call Prime Time on this Tuesday, July 6th. I will tell you what is holding up the sign, what is holding up the decisions of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. It's very simple. I will tell you what's holding up those holding up their decisions and why and what may come out of that. I'll tell you that. And also, where will Shaquille O'Neal end up? There are a couple of teams that are vying for the 7 seeds of the Deezer. We'll talk about that and much, much more on this latest edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn, taking you to the bottom half, taking you to 9:30. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call, this prime time edition. So real quick, taking to 9:30. The big news of the day, as far as free agency is concerned, is LeBron, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Toronto have agreed on a sign and trade that was send the course back to Cleveland. Toronto would get, you know, J.J. Hickson, Anderson Varejao, and a couple other pieces, maybe a Delonte West and Anthony Parker. The only holdup, of course, is Chris Bosh. Bosh has the opportunity to get 6 years, $126 million deal, and play with LeBron James, but Bosh does not want to play in Cleveland. Now, his advice, you have an opportunity to play with the second best player in the NBA, clearly the second best player in the NBA, and you have a chance to get every single cent without sacrificing a dime and compete for a championship. It's a tough deal to turn down. I understand the allure of New York City. I understand the allure of South Beach, Miami. But is it worth $30 million? The problem with Chris Bosh is he thinks that he's on the level of Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. He really does. I mean, Chris Bosh is a top power forward. He's one of the top 10 players in the league. He's going to give you 23-10 every night. He's an all-star caliber player. I'm not knocking him as a player. But he believes he's on that level of LeBron and Dwayne Wade as far as, you know, I heard somebody say his brand. I said, brand? When did Chris Bosh get a brand? Like, you know, he's doing this Twitter thing, he's doing a documentary where they're videotaping, they're going to make a documentary out of this whole free agency thing, all the meetings and all this nonsense. And, you know, I don't see it. I mean, where is Chris Bosh's brand? Does anybody care? I mean, does anybody go out and buy Chris Bosh's sneakers? Does he have his own apparel? What did I miss? When did he become a brand? Okay, I mean, I know LeBron James is a brand. I know, to a lesser extent, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, those guys, you know, have their own brands. I mean, Dwight Howard does this thing with Gatorade. I mean, there are certain players, you know, Kobe Bryant, of course, with, you know, Nike and with Nike and what have you. Chris Bosh, I haven't seen a commercial with Chris Bosh. Okay, I haven't seen it. So, I mean, apparently, again, LeBron James is badly recruiting Bosh to come to Cleveland. And that's what's holding up this process. You have LeBron James recruiting Bosh to come to Cleveland. You have Dwayne Wade recruiting Bosh to come to Miami. And Bosh is kind of, you know, twiddling his thumb and says, probably saying to himself, hey, you know, should I take the master contract or should I go to South Beach? So now Bosh has clearly become the most important piece of this whole free agent puzzle by far and away. Because wherever he goes is whoever LeBron's going to sign with or whoever Dwayne Wade's going to sign with. To a certain extent. Now, if he goes to Chicago, I don't think either one of those guys is taking a pay cut to sign with Chicago. I'll put it to you this way. Wherever Bosh decides to go, that's when either one of those players will decide to sign. That's what I meant to say. Not that they will follow him. So if he signs with Miami, then you will see Dwayne Wade sign with Miami. If he signs with Cleveland, then you will see LeBron James sign with Cleveland. But the only thing about that is, let's say hypothetically speaking, because Miami has the advantage in this based on the fact that he wants to be in Miami. So Miami, you know, he signs with Miami, you know, takes 5 years, $100 million, a discount, you know, if you want to call it that. Miami still is able to go out, we'll still be able to go out there and possibly get a Brandon Felton, maybe even a Brendan Haywood. Where does that leave LeBron James? What does LeBron decide to do if that were to happen? You know, because really his most viable option probably would be to go to New York with Amari Stoudemire. Or New Jersey, you know, with, say, Carlos Boozer, if he were to go there. Well, let's flip the switch. Let's say Bosh decides to go with LeBron and take some money, where does that leave Dwayne Wade? Is Dwayne, would Dwayne Wade be happy with, say, a Carlos Boozer pairing? Carlos Boozer, Raymond Haywood, possibly Raymond Felton? Is that, would that be enough to sell Carlos, to sell Dwayne Wade in terms of staying in Miami? And staying in Miami? As of right now, my gut, and based on everything I've heard, I haven't heard anything new, basically, other than what happened today. I say that Bosh goes to Miami, Wade gets the max. They sign another, small second or third tier. They sign Brendan Haywood because Bosh doesn't want to play center. LeBron stays in Cleveland, signs a three-year extension. And we're going again. Like I said on Saturday, we'll probably be doing this again in another 2 years. Or in another 3 years, excuse me. I don't read anything into LeBron, waiting out this week basically to make this announcement. I know a lot of people want to say he's waiting until his camp is over, so he doesn't want to announce that he's leaving Cleveland while his camp is going on. I don't, that is a bunch of garbage. Don't read anything into that. He's waiting on Chris Bosh, pure and simple. He's waiting on Chris Bosh. I mean, Stoudemire is gone. Joe Johnson is gone. Dwayne Wade's not going to, Dwayne Wade's not leaving Miami. He's waiting on Chris Bosh. Cleveland's not doing a sign trade with Utah for Boozer. That wouldn't happen in a million years. So Chris Bosh right now has become this absolute key piece to this entire equation. The question is, how long does it take Chris Bosh to make a decision? I'm sorry. Again, lifestyle is not worth $30 million. I understand it's cold in Cleveland. I understand it's Lake Michigan. Lake Erie versus South Beach and the Blue Wars. I understand that, but again, $30 million is $30 million. He could buy a beach. He could make his own beach in Cleveland. $30 million. Come on, small notes as far as free agency is concerned. Shaquille O'Neal is an unrestricted free agent. Before he was offered a good 2 year deal by the Atlanta Hawks. I think this would be a great move for the Hawks. You could split time between him and Petula, who's a productive center in his own right. I'm not necessarily saying it's going to put Atlanta at the top, but it doesn't hurt. Also, Boston, Dallas are in the mix. Boston, if I'm Shaquille O'Neal, you want to win a championship, and you go to Boston. I think that would be his best option. More than likely, you're probably going to be able to resign Ray Allen. The way the East is looking right now, it's looking like it's going to, we thought that something would come out of this LeBron, Bosh, and Wade thing, where there would be one dominant team. That doesn't look like it's going to happen. Now, let's say Miami does get Bosh and a couple pieces, they go in as slight favorites, but they wouldn't be heads and shoulders favorites above everybody else. I mean, it looks like the East is going to be, right back where it started this year with, Boston, Orlando, Cleveland to a lesser extent in the mix. But it looks like there's going to be too many big time changes in the Eastern Conference. But stay tuned. So again, also you get Dallas. Dallas in the mix is a possible sign and trade. Dallas wants to sign and trade with everybody. I mean, that's the only thing Dallas can do is sign and trade. They're just looking to make any move that's going to, to try to make a splash, try to convince Dirk that they are absolutely. committed to winning a championship. The Whiskey took, you know, listen, he took a pay cut. I mean, he signed 4 years, $80 million. He could have easily asked for 4 years, $96 million. So Dirk certainly will be expected, will expect Dallas to do something here in the next coming weeks. One trade signer that continues to just, again, it's been not even the summer of LeBron. It's been the summer of mystifying signings. Jermaine Nelson signed a 4-year, $15 million deal with Orlando. Again, Duhon is a, I'm not going to call him a mediocre point guard. He's an average point guard. I mean, he's an average point guard at best. I don't know what, again, Anthony Johnson, Jason Williams are free agents. I don't know what they see in Chris Duhon today, 4 years, $15 million. Again, it's one of those signings that, is he going to be the tough guy on the team? I don't understand what Orlando is trying to do in terms of going in that direction. Good for Chris Duhon. He gets $15 million, basically to, watch him in us and play. I mean, I can't see him getting that much significant playing time. He'll get decent playing time, but, signing Chris Duhon, out of all the players you could have, there have to be other guys out there, other than Chris Duhon, that Orlando could have went out there and tried to pick up. And, I think they'd been better off be signing Anthony Johnson and Jason Williams. I don't want him to sign Chris Duhon, but that's just my opinion. Again, good for him. He gets his money. We'll see what happens with that. I don't expect it to be a major impact, but we'll see. But again, getting back to what we talked about at the top, the New York so far, the winners of this free agency period has been the New York Knicks up to this point. And if you're a Knicks fan, you're happy, frank truthfully, that Jim Johnson signed with re-signed with Atlanta. Because Joe Johnson, you better give Amari Stoudemire max money than give Joe Johnson max money. You signed Joe Johnson and Stoudemire, that would have left you with not too much flexibility to do other things. I don't believe that Carmelo Anthony will be available next summer. I think he's going to sign the 3-year, $65 million extension, and that's going to be that. I don't think he's leaving $20 million a year on the table with this new CBA possibly coming up. With probably the owner more likely locking the players out in 2011-2012. I think it worked out for the Knicks for Joe Johnson to go back to Atlanta. And how about Joe Johnson saying that he's going to recruit free agents? When did Joe Johnson become a big name where he can do what players want to come and play with him? Just be happy that you had an organization that was dumb enough to give you max contract, $119 million. Recruit players? Who is he recruiting, per se? They don't have cap space. We don't have any money. They don't have money to sign anybody other than a mid-level exception. All right, again, I will be on top of this entire free agent situation. Anything breaks, we'll be right back on the air at the earliest on Thursday. On Thursday, certainly we hope by Friday something, between LeBron and Dwayne Wade comes about, Chris Bosh as well. But again, something breaks before then, we'll be back on the air, like I said, at the earliest on Thursday to report. See what's going on, what I think about it, and how that will affect the landscape of the Eastern Conference. Nothing's going to happen that's going to change the course of the NBA, the entire NBA. Lakers will go in 2010-2011 as the clear-cut favorites to win the NBA championship. At worst, the Eastern Conference landscape can be affected, but nothing's going to affect the whole entire NBA as of right now. I will see you when I see you. So long. Have a great night.